MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me,
man. Yeah, man, it's welcome back. Congratulations on the new album. You know, I was thinking about this today when we were talking about you coming on. I was like, you are a living hip-hop legend. And I think the significance of that for me lies in the meaning both ways. One, you are still in the game, you're still doing it, you're still contributing, you're still making great music, but also you are a living hip-hop legend. We take for granted how many legends we've lost in hip-hop. We take for granted how many people aren't around who are part of that. Do you ever wake up in the morning and think to yourself, damn, so many of the people I started with in this game aren't here anymore, and I'm still here getting to be a part of it?
All the time, all the time. Somebody, a friend of mine today, called me and told me, he said, you realize how long you've been around and how much you survived and things you've been through. You know, we just lost a hip-hop artist the other week, man.
Yeah.
Takeoff, and, you know, may he rest in peace. And, you know, I lost so many friends even before I got into music. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I would get into music and then still see it going on, you know?
You've done that. You've done more than just survive it. You've succeeded in it. You've thrived in it. And
thanks.
I think what I love about this album is how it feels like you almost reminiscing whilst also writing a piece of the future.
Yeah.
You know, you've always been, till this day, everyone will say, one of the greatest lyricists that's ever lived.
Wow, thank
but the
you,
stories
man.
That you tell, you know, the way you weave. Mm-hmm. I mean, for instance, everyone who was in hip hop was familiar with like your beef with Jay-Z, right? Mm-hmm. What it was.
Yeah.
And then I loved how in here you talk about that beef, what it was, how it disappeared, but how you'll still text him saying, you know, this isn't over, right?
Well, when I released the track list for the album the other day, he released a picture with all his Grammys. Yeah, shout out to him. And a shout out to Hit-Boy, who produced this album, the entire album. He produced the other two albums and also the album Magic.
We
slipped in 4 albums in 2 years.
Yeah, you've been prolific.
And the reason, thanks, man, thanks. And the reason I think it happened is because we started the first one in 2020 when the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
So at first I was scared to come outside, and then Hit-Boy was in the studio like, come on, man. It's like a month. You didn't leave your house. And he got me to come outside and had nothing else to do.
Right.
And we finished the first one really quick, and we said, you know, we should do this again. And here we are with the third one on my label, Master Pills.
I'd love to know that. When you look at hip-hop as a whole, you know, you were there when it was only seen as gangster rap. You were there when it was completely ostracized from society. Now it's at the Super Bowl. Now it is, you know, at a hockey game. I remember that's when I was like, wow, okay, hip-hop has done it. You know? No, for real.
Right.
I'd love to know, you know, where you would like to see the game progressing to now that it's, you know, it's not in the exact same place it was before.
I think it evolved, and I think people can realize that you don't have to be scared of it. We learn from our mistakes, and then we can grow in it. We don't have to stay doing one thing.
Right.
The ones who stay doing one thing, unfortunately, they fall off. And we have to understand that, like, hip-hop is now, it's going on 50 years, and we've been behind this whole 50 years will be next year. Hip-hop's been alive. So we've been behind trying to curate this museum that's coming up in the Bronx right now.
That's amazing.
And the mayor has even gotten involved.
That's amazing.
Mayor Adams. And, you know, and I noticed one thing with the culture. It's like artists don't think they can go past one way, or we have to be all in one, like, area trying to fight for crumbs. And it's like hip-hop's a multi-sound genre. So it's like in rock, you don't compare Kiss to the Rolling Stones, you know, but in hip-hop, for some reason, we're fighting it for the same thing, and, you know, you feel like you have to be the number one guy all the time. So hip-hop is a multi-sound genre. You can have multiple things going on at once. Doesn't matter how, if you're 20 years old or 40 years old or whatever. It's a beautiful culture, and I love all of it. So I think that we should all, as writers, get out of your comfort zone and spread your wings and expand
really
with
like
your
that.
Sound.
Yeah, I really like that. I, before I let you go, I want to I want to talk about that idea of being more. You know, we know you for the music. We know you for being in the restaurant business and doing extremely well, being successful with that. We also know you, you know, getting
somebody
in...
said it. Sweet Chick? Yeah,
yeah,
you been there?
Yeah.
All right.
It's phenomenal. People love it. And, you know, I remember eating and someone was like, you know, Nas owns this chicken. I was like, this chicken that I'm holding right now? It was a weird way that someone said it to me. But you're also getting involved in a different type of storytelling, which is in film. You know, I know that you directed a documentary.
Yeah.
You know, that talks about, you know, the supreme world of, like, it was this underworld in Queens. And I know you're also involved in a really fascinating story about the civil rights icons, everybody, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., etc.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it about that world that entices you? Why are you stepping into documentaries, filmmaking, etc., and doing well at it?
I'm a movie buff. I love films.
For real?
And yeah, I love films. I love them, love them, love them. I was Halloween. I was going Friday the 13th crazy. I was going Halloween crazy. I went to see Halloween Ends and all of that. It was
a whole
thing.
What's your favorite film? What is like the movie that you can never get enough of? You watch it over and over and over.
Beat Street, the old school hip hop film.
Okay.
That's my favorite. Then it comes to the Godfathers and all of that stuff.
Okay, okay.
You know, Godfather's a family movie, you know? It's a beautiful thing, you know? But I love films. I love Steven Spielberg. I rapped about him on one of my first raps. And I always wanted to get into it. So the Supreme Team was one about an underworld organization in Queens long ago. We hear about the Gottis and all of those, John Gottis and stuff, but we never really hear about this. So I like to uncover things, the good, the bad, the ugly in America. And mm-hmm. his story was mm-hmm. some innocent people and some people are guilty. Some are innocent, probably. But the new one, The Invaders, that just came out, you can catch it on Apple, Amazon Prime, is about this organization of musicians, intellectuals, Vietnam vets who got together, who were trying to strike against a garbage truck company where someone was killed in this faulty truck, and then there was no pensions, the money was bad, and Martin Luther King came down there and he stood with the Memphis people, the people that were striking, mm-hmm. and he found out who the invaders were, and they wanted to protect the march because the first march was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, we know the end, how Martin Luther King, you know what happens, but there's another look into that story through the eyes of the invaders.
Right.
And most of them are still alive, and it's a really good picture. And it's 1967, and it's amazing. So there's so many stories to uncover all over the world, and here's my world, and I want to talk about it. Another one besides Sweet Chick I got to tag is Coat, Michelin star restaurant. Coat, you gotta go. You gotta go.
That's you?
Yeah, I'm it's not me, but I'm a part of it.
Yeah, but still, that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man of many talents.
Thank
I appreciate you. Congratulations again.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. King's Disease 3 is out now. Nas, everybody.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.